killing it on a Throwback Thursday. 3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Ira Winderman, he covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel, and he is in Phoenix for tonight's game against the Suns, and he's joining us now. Do you like Phoenix, by the way?
I love Phoenix because of the weather, because, again, to get this kind of winter warmth without humidity, I mean, even the Heat players when they were walking off practice said, man, how about the weather? Low 80s, no humidity. It's like, I mean, the town is not the best town to do stuff, but you know what? To come in for a day or two in the middle of winter, especially after Denver, perfect.
Yeah. How's Denver? People like Denver?
Denver is a place you have to, you either love or hate. I mean, it's a hardy bunch of cattle rustling people, but it's a fun town to go in. But I am really glad that the Heat played their only game in Denver the first week in November and not the first week in February.
Ira, you like Phoenix? Every time I go to Arizona, my lips start bleeding.
Yeah, it is so dry.
Yes, that's the one thing I forgot is, you know, whenever I go to Salt Lake or Phoenix, you totally forget we're used to 9,000% humidity, like Solana says on his radio, you know, on his weather update. And you come to places like this and it's completely different. This time I remember the chapstick.
Good for you. Ira Winderman, he covers the Heat in the NBA. Before we talk Heat here, what did you think about the controversy last night? Kawhi took a load management night. They lost. I mean, I think that's probably regardless. Like, that's an aside.
Right.
What do you think about him taking a load management night this early in the season?
You know what? I wrote this in my Sunday column that'll be in the Sun Sentinel. I've been working on that today. I think when you get a superstar player that you are desperate to get in free agency, you capitulate and cajole and give him whatever he wants. And so here is my question. For all the Heat talk about we don't do load management, we don't believe it's the right thing, blah, blah, blah. If Kawhi Leonard, who could become a free agent in 2021, goes to the Heat, I will sign with you, but I am only playing 60 games. If you're the Heat, do you say yes?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yes.
Okay, so, and then what if Giannis comes to the Heat in 2021 when he's a free agent and says, I'm only playing in 60 games? In other words, this to me is nothing more than player empowerment. They can do it because they can. So many other guys, look, Channing knows this. You go in the training room, you're a grunt kind of player. You say, I don't feel good today. The trainer says, take these and get your butt out on the field. Or the coach does, or someone. That's the difference. This is a superstar league in which superstars, especially during the regular season, could do whatever they want. Do I like it? No, I hate it. Do I understand it's going to happen? Absolutely. Do I understand in the NBA, where only five players play, that a superstar can do whatever the heck he wants?
So there's no real way to correct it.
No, it's only correctable if you got paid by the game. Let me ask you this. The top NBA salary now is tipping at about $40 million a season. Divide that by 82. That means every game, I know they don't get paid by the day, they get paid by the day, not the game, but let's say every game is worth $500,000. Let me ask you guys this. If Kawhi Leonard wasn't going to make his $500,000 last night, do you think he would have sat out?
No chance.
That's interesting.
Right.
Right. That's interesting. Because, like, you're like, yeah, I mean, I really don't need to miss tonight. It's $500,000. Not that it's going to change his life, but, yeah. That's interesting.
Exactly. And maybe, and you know what? And maybe players would make that decision. They'd say, you know what? I want to play another 10 years. I simply can't play back-to-back nights. I'm going to give up 18 paychecks, but I'm going to wind up playing another 8 seasons instead. So maybe that's how you do it. Not a fine. Remember, Popovich, about 4 years ago, came to American Airlines Arena for an early season game with the Spurs and sat everyone on a TNT game. They were fined $250,000 as a team. Obviously, now the money would probably be more for someone like that. But they sort of, that's when they threw the gauntlet down on that. But you know what? Channing knows this. Channing, is there any athlete in any sport who have some form of tendonitis?
Everybody.
Everybody does.
Everybody.
So you always have that excuse. Heck, how can I do when we're barely athletes at all? So there's always going to be an injury excuse of, you can say with any human being right now, they have tendonitis. So you're always going to be able to put yourself on the injury report if you want to.
What's going on with Dion Waiters? You tweeted that he is listed now with a stomach ache and he missed shoot around today.
So I got to ask you this question. So the Heat come out after shoot-around. We just got done in Talking Stick Resort Arena here. What a name for a building. And Tim Donovan from the Heat goes, guys, I have a whole bunch of stuff. And he goes, Deion missed shoot-around with a stomach ache. He's questionable. Udonis shoot-around with a stomach ache. He's questionable. Justice Winslow missed shoot-around with a headache. He's questionable. Derrick Jones Jr. groin is probable. Chris Silva cold. He's probable, blah, blah, blah. So now you're standing there and you're trying to tweet. And I'm standing next to Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. Usually what I do is I list the player, what the injury is in one word, and the status. But it just seemed to me there's no way I could tweet this out. Deion Waiters' stomach questionable. I mean, that's just going to create more problems than anything. So it was a rare time I had to figure out if stomach ache was actually two words. But guys, this one might be a little bit fishy.
But you said Udonis has a stomach ache too, though, didn't you?
He does, and I asked Eric Spoelstra if there was something on the team meal or something like that, and he said no. So maybe there is a bug going around, but I just think of all the ironic injuries and ailments you can list Deion Waiters out with. That one sort of just sort of caught me a little, you know, off a little bit.
And Ira, I was reading your Twitter before work today, and you were talking about how Deion Waiters' situation is way different than Hassan Whiteside's, where Pat's not getting involved in this. This is 100% on Spo, right?
Yeah, I mean, remember the times when Hassan and Pat had differences and Pat said, we have to have an intervention. I have to find a way for those two to work together. And then last year, Pat said at the end of the season, I know that Eric thinks that Bam and Hassan can't play together, but I've coached some great big players, you know, over the years. I can find a way to make it work. So we always took sort of the midpoint. Hear nothing from Pat Riley. Eric Spoelstra simply didn't play Deion Waiters, hasn't had him on the bench the last couple of games. Nothing but crickets for Riley. So I think this is the point. I don't want to say necessarily consolidation of power, but clearly Eric Spoelstra is getting a lot more input and latitude into these decisions with no second guessing from the front office, which I think is important. I think it's important that he let it all sort of go with Spo right now. Interestingly, I spoke to James Johnson just after practice right now, and I did sugarcoat it. I said, JJ, what's it like to try to get out of the doghouse in the NBA with the Miami Heat? And he basically told me, you just shut your mouth and you do what you're told. JJ gets it. I'm not sure that Deion gets it.
Oh, that was my next question. If it was Deion Winderman and not Deion Waiters, if he was your son, like, what advice would you give Deion? Should he go talk to Spo? Like, should he start a conversation?
Yes.
Should he ask him to, you know, pull him to the side?
You know what? I'm going to say it a little differently because I think Channing and Hop can relate to this as much. It's almost like with our wives. Even when you're not wrong, you say you're wrong because it's just so much easier than getting into that fight. That's what Deion has to do. You don't have to believe it. You just have to go like we've all done with our wives. Man, I really didn't think that one out. It's a huge mistake. You are so right. That's not going to happen again, even though it will happen again, and you won't think it out the next time either. I think Deion has to learn that lesson. Instead, he goes on Twitter and says, Spo has never won without Bosh, LeBron, or Dwayne Wade, or they're forcing my hand, and we all know what's going on, and all these cryptic social media messages. You got to be smarter about it. You don't have to mean it, but at least you have to put it out there that way.
I think I'm closer to Deion Waiters in my marriage than James Johnson, now that you lay it out that way.
That
think,
works for y'all?
No. I think I've identified the problem here.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm wrong, baby. You damn right you're wrong.
Damn right you're wrong. Ira Winderman is in Phoenix with the Heat. I asked this of Will Manso earlier today. Are the Heat 7 games in and admittedly a poor performance in Denver, but are the Heat exceeding expectations?
I wish you would ask me that question tomorrow if I wasn't traveling to answer for this reason. Right now, the Heat at 5-2, if they win tonight's game, and assume they lose tomorrow to the Lakers, LeBron and Anthony Davis are the day off, if they come off of this trip at 6-3, they're playing with house money. Next week, they play the Pistons, they play the Cavaliers, they're in really good shape. And yet, then I'd say they're exceeding. If they lose tonight to Phoenix, which absolutely is a possibility, the line on the game is very tight, then all of a sudden, if you also lose tomorrow to the Lakers, which I would expect, when you come home at 5-4, there's a completely different feeling of, yeah, this is the 500 team that we thought they might be. So I know it sounds silly 8 games into a season, but I think tonight is a huge swing game for the Miami Heat. If they come out of this and even go 1-2 in this road trip, I think they're in very good shape. I think if they lose tonight to Phoenix, you have to say to yourself, you know what? They've lost to some pretty kind of meh teams. in Minnesota, in Denver, and in Phoenix, maybe they're not who we thought. I think tonight's a litmus test.
What do you think went wrong in Denver? And I'm not talking on the court-wise. Like, something was different. They didn't look like the same team.
I think that Justice Winslow and Jimmy Butler together are not a good pairing. They're both looking to facilitate. They're both looking to be 3-2 players, which is great. But when you also are in a lineup with Bam Adebayo, who's not an outside shooter, all of a sudden you just have two scorers on the floor with you when you're playing with Kendrick Nunn in that lineup and Myers Leonard's outside shooting. I think it's the opposite. Think about it. On Sunday, when they looked awesome against Houston, no offense to him, Justice Winslow is out. They had another shooter in the starting lineup in Duncan Robinson. I think that's something Eric Spoelstra is going to have to address. I'm not saying that Jimmy Butler or Justice Winslow aren't NBA-quality starters. I just don't think they mesh together, and obviously that would fall more on Justice than it would on Jimmy.
And I've heard you use the term rookie growth curve, you know, in the past and, yes, you know, this past week, you know, on some of your articles. What does that exactly mean?
I mean, it means that you come into this league at a certain point and no one is going to scout you because there's no book to scout you on. So all of a sudden it's like, hey, I'm Tyler Hero, I'm Kendrick Nunn, life is easy. And then all of a sudden they get the video and they go to school on you and they realize, I mean, it's as simple as this sometimes. They realize that Kendrick Nunn's a left-hander. Well, all of a sudden that cuts off half the court to him and they play him different. You become a quality player in the NBA when you can adjust to the other team's adjusting. So life was just great for Nunn and Hero to start the season. Then there was a scouting report. Then there was video. Then there were struggles. To see how much these players are going to be and what they're going to be, now you can start looking and saying, okay, there's a book on you. What else can you do? Every player in the NBA has two or three prime assets and tools. If I take that away from you, can you do something else? Or else you become another one of these one-dimensional, no offense, Jason Capono, James Jones kind of limited heat shooters. So it will be curious. I think they both have that in their game. Now they have to sort of bring sort of more stuff out of their bag of tricks, so to speak.
Ira Winderman is in Phoenix. All right, so what are you going to hit in Phoenix? Is there a restaurant or something that you like?
I'm just in and out so quick that this trip wasn't much. I did hear you guys earlier because you forced me to listen to that radio.com app and wear one of those monitors, so I'm listening to your show. And I heard the story about the strip joint. Here's how someone who is as cheap as me does that. You find someone who has unlimited cash supply, and you go to the club with him. That's what happened when I covered the Gators in Gainesville. There was a reporter for the Gainesville Sun who loved him some strip club, including the Cheetah in Atlanta. You sit with a guy like that, you never have to pull out a single buck because he comes in there loaded. So you sort of get a wink from the woman, you point your thumb at that guy, it's all taken care of. It's like he's buying.
Well, Ira, I did some research for you. If you want to go to La Girls or Dirties, they are right around the corner from you right now.
You see, that's my boy. So now I got to find out someone in the Heat traveling media party who's absolutely single and desperate. So I'll get back to you on that.
I can't wait till you type Dirties into your Uber app. See ya, Ira.
Yeah, definitely see ya.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. You can read his work at sunsentinel.com.